Hi everyone, this is the third episode of Spirit Speaks, which is a podcast about how spirit, the universe, God, whoever you believe in, is always speaking to us, always talking to us, and always guiding us into the right direction that is going to be as fruitful and amazing as we deserve. So today I wanted to talk about the last episode, the last segment of my Letting Go series that I've been doing on my Instagram, which is Your Spiritual Mermaid. And we've been talking a lot about letting go of subconscious blocks that are stopping us from growing in the love department or financially or things like that. And I talked a lot about inner child work, and I talked a lot about connecting with your inner child to really like go back and meditate and reflect on how you as a person have grown up to see certain subjects such as money, such as love, and how you could be carrying those ideals with you, and how they still might be working in your subconscious, in your mind, against you from, you know, experiencing the love that you deserve or experiencing the financial abundance that you deserve, and really dissecting that. So the last episode that we're talking about is spiritual growth, and I have a lot to say about this. I actually wanted to do a podcast rather than an IG video because there's a lot that I want to say. And I also realized that this is the third episode of this podcast and I have not introduced myself. All right, so my name is Elizabeth. I am 23 years old. I am a graduate student right now. I'm getting my master's in biomedical sciences, and I'm hoping to go on to medical school or a PhD in clinical psychology program after this. I still haven't decided yet. But I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. For anyone who's from Louisiana or Baton Rouge, I was in McKinley my first 2 years, and then I was in Baton Rouge my last 2 years of high school. And then I decided to go away to upstate New York for undergrad. I went to Binghamton University. I'm so grateful for all the experiences that I had there. It truly opened my whole world, and living a couple hours away from New York City, and also my family is in New York City, I was able to spend a lot of my summers and stuff in New York City for winter and summer and all year round, and it was great. So I grew up Catholic, kind of like my mom and my dad never really talked about religion that much. It was just something that, you know, we went to mass, we did this, we did that. My dad was actually in Iraq for most of my childhood. Both of my parents met in the army, and my dad was in Iraq for most of my childhood. So it was my mom and I mostly, and we'd go to mass, you know, and we'd do all the things that normal Catholics do, I guess. except she was never really that into it. It was just something that we did. My mom was always kind of like the black sheep of the family, I would say. She kind of did her own thing a lot. She, you know, met my dad in the army and moved to New York and stuff like that, and that was not something very heard of. She's from Plocheville, Louisiana, which is a very small town in Louisiana, so she kind of went off and did her own thing. I say all that to say, towards, I would say, around middle school, she actually introduced me to Buddhist temple. So we'd go to Buddhist temple, like church, instead of mass, since I was in middle school. So I started off, I guess my spiritual journey started when I was very young, going to Buddhist temple every Friday night, and then going to cleansing retreats at the Buddhist temple, where we would stay. They had like kind of like dorms, I guess, on the grounds of the temple, and I would stay there for like a couple nights or a week or something, and we weren't allowed to have our phones, and we'd eat vegetarian food, and we'd meditate pretty much all day. We'd do walking meditations as well as sitting meditations and things like that, and it was a great experience. But as much as I did all that when I was growing up, I never really had an awakening. It was just something that I was doing. It was something that I was open to. I was learning about these concepts, you know, but I didn't like awaken. And for people who don't know, a spiritual awakening is kind of this epiphany or this realization that this is how the world works. The law of attraction is real. Energy is real. You know, it's hard to explain, but once you have your awakening, you kind of never go back. I know, for me at least, I can never imagine myself being the same person. Now that you know all this information and you absorbed it and you kind of just awaken and you're like, holy shit, this is why this happened. This is why that happened. Everything makes sense because this is how the world works. This is how the universe works. So, I didn't have my awakening until, gosh, I started to subconsciously awaken in 2018. One day I will write a fucking book on the shit that I went through, but basically, I was put into this crazy situation. I wasn't put into it, I put myself into it, okay? Accepting full responsibility. I went through this crazy situation and it ended up, I can't really talk about it that much, but what I can say is I ended up almost losing everything, as in like college degree done, no hopes for even going to grad school. Girl, I don't know what you're gonna do, you might as well just move back in with your mom. Like, and I was also homeless and stuff, and you know, I was kicked out of my apartment. I wasn't allowed to go back, so then I had to find another apartment, and I was sleeping on my friend's couch and all this other kind of stuff. And so finally, and I believe, well, let me backtrack a little bit. I believe that this happened at the most perfect timing, and I'm so grateful for this experience, because if this didn't happen, then I would not be where I am today, by far, 100%. Because I needed to go through those things, because I was going down a black hole. I was going down a black hole of the shit that I was partaking in, whether that be drugs or whatever. My motivation was done. I was freaking high all the time. I was doing all this shit, and I was not going anywhere. My future was not moving. I was stagnant for months. And then this situation came along and pushed me out. And even though it was, you know, not preferred, like, I would rather a different sign or something else, but like, there was no going, like, there was no coming out of that situation without something extremely dramatic happening. And I truly believe it was my spirit guides who were like, all right, let's just get this girl out of here. Because clearly, what's the issue? Like, I don't understand why this is still going on. Why are you living here? Why are you partaking in these activities? Why is this happening to you? So basically, that all happened. I was sleeping on my friend's couch and I had to find another apartment. In the middle of the semester, and then, you know, I was on Facebook, whatever, and I found this apartment, this cute little apartment, super cheap, $300 a month. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Yes. Went, met the girl who lived there. We ended up having the same exact birthday, and then we also were born around the same time, and then also I am half Trinidadian. If as I've mentioned before, I'm half my dad's Trinidadian and my mom is white, and then this girl is Guyanese. And anyone who knows anything about Caribbean culture, Guyanese and Trinidadian, Trinidad and Guyana are very close in like location. Like Trinidad is off the coast of South America, Guyana is in South America, but it's considered part of the Caribbean because of the heavy Caribbean influence. So we have a lot of similar ways of cooking, a lot of similar ways of saying things, the slang is pretty similar, things like that. So she's Guyanese, and we like clicked. I cannot tell y'all how much I love this person. This girl is literally like an angel. And when I tell you guys, everything happened in the exact right time and moment, because I met her and my life completely like changed. I was so stressed and I wasn't eating and I wasn't, you know, being my normal self because I was going through a lot of things. And she would come home and be like, and freaking force feed me. Like, she was an amazing cook, and she would be like, okay, have you eaten? Okay, no, we have to get you something to eat. Like, she was so caring, so like just such an amazing person. And if she wasn't there, if I didn't, you know, meet her and all that, I'm like messing up my words because I'm so, I love her so much. And if you're listening to this, you know who you are. I love you so much, Alana. But so we got extremely, extremely close. And as I was going through all these things, and I started awakening subconsciously, because I started doing this thing where, you know, to make myself feel better, I would write down on post-it notes what I'm grateful for. And I would put it all over the walls and like on the windows, and I would look at it every day and repeat it to myself, and, you know, look, just really try hard to be positive. And and after a while, it wasn't hard to try, it wasn't hard to do, it was just something that I did, and it was just something that I incorporated into my life. And for anyone who knows anything about spiritual concepts, you know, gratitude is the main way that you speak to the universe, speak to your ancestors, and speak to spirit. And it's just, it's like such a pure vibration and such a pure energy that the universe has no option but to give you back that energy and give you more things to be grateful for. So thank God, you know, I started doing that practice, because everything in my life started turning around for the better. Everything turned out fine, absolutely fine. And, you know, I met this amazing person, and we ended up living together for like a year. And yeah, so that's what started it. And then I was randomly on YouTube one day, and I saw a video of this girl who I was following. Like, she was like a Tumblr girl. I was following her since Tumblr. I've been on Tumblr since I was like freaking 11. And she posted something about cleansing your aura of past sexual partners. And for some reason, it just resonated with me. I watched it. I went to the metaphysical shop down the street. I bought me some carnelian. I bought me some Palo Santo. I did the ritual, and it was amazing. And it was kind of like going down a rabbit hole from there. And I started watching all these videos, and then I started ordering all these books. And then I was like, I feel like in my heart, I was like thinking, and I was like, oh, like, I feel like I want to just have like an Instagram page or something on the internet to where I can go and just look at spiritual shit, because this is all I want to see now. Like, I was deep down the rabbit hole. So then I started my page, Your Spiritual Mermaid, and I end up just posting stuff like that I liked, like reposting things, and I end up getting followers from that. And then after a while, I was on live one day. Well, backtrack. As I was posting all these things and learning about the new moon, learning about the full moon, I just felt the need, like something was like, you have to share this. Like, I mean, I guess it's also my Gemini personality that when I'm really excited about something, about learning something, I love to learn. I love to share it. I love to share the knowledge. I love to tell other people, especially my friends. And so I would make videos and be like, it's the full moon. like just talking about it and all sort of kind of stuff, you know, I love to communicate, whatever, like that's how that happened. And one day I was on live and I was like asking my followers, I was like, do y'all know anything about angel cards? Meanwhile, I never even looked at anything tarot related. I've never been interested in tarot, but this is for a reason, so remember this. So I asked my followers about angel cards and they're like, yeah, I like this deck, da da da. I ordered it and I loved the cards and it felt like something like awakened in me. I was like, I fucking love this. Like, it's, this is so beautiful. And I was learning about how to communicate with your spirit guides and learning how to communicate with my angels. And I had a couple experiences where I felt and almost saw a spirit's presence in my room that was an angel, angelic, you know, high vibration energy. And I felt it and I saw it. And it was like such an amazing experience. And I spent so much time every day meditating and connecting to my angels and writing petitions, which I didn't even know that there were petitions. I was just write all these things that I like want to manifest. And then like I got these cards and I was like, this is beautiful. Like, I want to share this. Like, I want to share this. I want to share this. So then I went on live and I was like, I'm going to do readings. Whoever wants a reading, y'all can get it for free. And I ended up staying on live for 3 or 4 hours straight, reading people for free. And I was amazed at what was coming through. And it wasn't even like I like once was consciously there. And I realized that like what I was saying and what I was doing was channeling. I was channeling other people's spirit guides, and I can feel when there was someone else, like a male or a female or an elevated spirit or a grandfather or a grandmother. I could feel it and I knew who was kind of talking through me. So I was just kind of amazed, and the things that were coming through, I was getting messages about people's grandfathers saying this and saying that. I had no idea what I was even saying. Like I said, this was all channeling, and it happened to be, you know, on point. Like, it was true. And people were like, I'm like, you know, commenting, like, I'm crying, I can't believe this, da da da. And I'm like, I don't even know. It's like, I was just a vessel. And so I was like, okay, I want to start doing this. Like, I feel like this is an amazing thing. Like, I love doing this, and maybe I should just do this for donations. So for like 2 or 3 months, I did angel readings, hour-long angel readings for donations. Sometimes people only give me $5 for an hour FaceTime session of all the information that I knew and all the information that I was channeling and answering anyone's questions. And even though I got scolded for it from my ancestors, from doing that, because you know you're selling yourself short if you don't charge an adequate amount, because it is an energy exchange, and some people just want to take from you and not give you anything. So I started doing that. I was doing donation based. I got a reading on myself, and the first thing this girl said before she even pulled any cards, she was like, your people want you to know you need to freaking change. I don't know what the hell you're doing with your prices, girl, but they said this not working. They said it's not working. They said you got to change that shit because you're selling yourself short. They said, raise your prices. And I was told that for 2 times in a row from 2 different readers about raising my prices. So here I am. So after that, I raised my prices. I got a proper website. I started marketing myself a little bit more. I started connecting with all these people. And it's been a great experience ever since. And sometimes I'll get messages from myself and they're like, you need to offer this. You are really good at this. You need to offer this. And I'm like, all right. Like, okay, I don't question it. So let's talk a little bit about altars for a second, because this is a very important thing in spiritual, especially African spirituality. So I started getting introduced or started becoming interested in African spirituality probably like like 5 months after my awakening. So this is after I was doing a lot of angel work. I was doing a lot of connecting with my spirit guides for months and months and months, sitting at my altar, playing my singing bowl, burning herbs, you know, doing little rituals and things like that, which I didn't even realize were rituals. And then I had an altar, but I wasn't really dedicated to anyone. It was just where all my crystals sat. And my mom also sells crystals, so I was getting a lot of free crystals. So after a while, I think it was definitely Pretty Boss TV on YouTube. Love her. She has some amazing starter videos for anyone who wants to know anything about spirituality. She started talking about ancestor altars and ancestor money, and so I started getting introduced to it. And then I was following someone from the beginning, but I was starting to get more and more interested in Ifa through her. Her name is Trap Goddess Khaleesia on Instagram. She used to be Omi Yamaya. Which, of those of you who know, Yamaya is a deity, or I look at the seven African powers as personifications of different aspects of God. That's how I say it. But I guess in like basic anthropology terms, Yamaya is a deity. She's the ocean spirit. She's a mother spirit. She is just an amazing, I love her energy. I always give offering. I love her so much. I don't know who my head is, by the way, for anyone who's thinking that too. I haven't gotten that far yet, but it's coming soon. Anyways, so I was following her, and she would, you know, talk about Santeria, talk about Ifa, talk about all that kind of stuff. So I started learning more about that, and then I started progressing more into learning about African spirituality, and now here I am. With my ancestor altar, I give offering, I do work with them, I like to communicate with them, and basically where I'm at now is I am a spiritual diviner. I don't like to call myself a psychic, but I can see what's going to happen with people. But my personal preference is to more so work with people's spirit guides and work with their energy in the here and now to make their life as best as they possibly can, because at the end of the day, or as best as it can possibly be, because at the end of the day, I truly believe that it doesn't matter what's going on in the future. It's all due to your perspective. And if you have the tools here and now to really be the best person that you can be, it doesn't even matter what's going on, because you can even take that situation and turn it into something positive if you have all those tools and that understanding. And that's what I like to do with my clients. That's what I like to do with people, is heal, is help people heal through certain situations. And I call them angel readings because I don't really know what else to call it. But I communicate with people's angels, I communicate with people's ancestors and their spirits, their benevolent spirits, and I get information from them on how to help heal this person. And yeah, I love my work. I love what I do. I do a little bit of psychic predictions. I don't usually delve that much into that, but I have been doing 2020 vision readings, and some crazy information is coming up. And again, what I'm doing is more focusing on, okay, when this happens, this is what I want you to do, not just this is gonna happen, you know. So my business and my brand and my everything is all about spiritual healing and being the best person that you could be right now, because if you are that best person, you can truly get through anything. So one other thing about my spiritual growth that's extremely, I think, important to know and to have in mind is that I was in Binghamton, New York for a long time. I was in New York for a while, for 5 years, and then I ended up moving back down to New Orleans for my master's program. And that in itself was a very guided and interesting transition, because I applied to a whole bunch of schools in New York City. I applied to one school here, which is the program that I'm in now. And, you know, I didn't really know what exact route I wanted to take, but my spirit guides were like, oh no, sis, we're not letting you make a misstep. We're not letting you make a misstep. When I tell you guys, I had dreams where I'd pick up things, I'd pick up a candle or I'd pick up a piece of paper, and the paper would say in the dream, go to New Orleans, continue in New Orleans. And I would wake up in the middle of the night, of course, at like 3:33, and then, you know, I don't like... I like constantly have music and stuff playing, so my laptop was open and playing YouTube because that's what I fell asleep to. And I woke up to a video of Bahati Life. Love her so much. If any of you guys know her, please follow her on Instagram, all of that kind of stuff. She's an astrologer and tarot reader and teacher. I woke up to a video of her talking about why she moved to New Orleans, how it's changed her, how much she loves New Orleans, and how much the spirit of New Orleans has really helped her grow. And New Orleans is really a catalyst for spiritual growth, for growth in general. And I was like, all right! I was like, I get it. Y'all want me to go to New Orleans. Okay. So I got it. After like more than like 4 interviews, which is crazy, they were really on the fence about me, but I convinced them. I was like, oh no, y'all gonna take me. Okay. So I was kind of guided to be here. And yeah. So let's talk about some things that we can do and some issues that some people have when it comes to spiritual growth. Okay, so now you're here, you've been interested in spiritual concepts, you've been interested in the crystals, you've been interested in healing, you've been interested in growing spiritually. How do you do that? And with this concept, right, with the letting go concept and like how do we get to the point where we're growing more spiritually, I don't think, and you know, I could be wrong, but in my perspective, it's not so much on inner child work, and it could be depending on what level in your life that you are interested in spiritual concepts, but a lot of the spiritual growth and a lot of the things that stop a lot of people from growing spiritually is not listening to spirit, not trusting yourself, and other influences, right? So when I say the first thing, not listening to spirit, and I don't know who's listening to this, because I actually saw there are people in other countries other than the U.S. listening to this, which is so crazy to me because I never thought I'd get to that point. But in Western society, right, first world countries, whatever, we are so unconnected, disconnected from spirit. We are so disconnected from ancestral practices, especially as Black people. Especially, and I'm talking about any Black person. I'm talking about Black American. I'm talking about my family in Trinidad. I'm talking about a lot of Black people are very, it's like severed from spirit. And we're taught that our intuition is stupid, or like don't listen to your intuition, like don't listen to your gut. We're taught that, you know, only things that can be proven are right, only things that we can record are right, and only things that can be explained by science are correct and right. And that's a very whitewashed belief, and that's not something that people of color have subscribed to, and a lot of people still don't. So my advice to anyone who is sitting down and wanting to grow spiritually is sitting in meditation, sitting in your sacred space, sitting outside. Whoo, y'all, the downloads I get when I'm outside are ridiculous. Like if it's like sun beaming on me, sitting outside and just listening, I will get so many messages for other people. I will get so many messages for myself. But the key is to be a bystander to your passing thoughts, right? And that's what's hard about meditation for a lot of people, is a lot of people think, okay, I can't think anything. It's not that you can't think anything. You just have to learn how to have a back seat and be able to watch your thoughts go by like clouds and find the calmness and find the peace. And when you find that calmness and peace and you find that kind of quietness to where even if you have a thought, you're not running with it, you're continuing to sit on that bench, you're continuing to sit back and listen to it, you'll find that spirit is always speaking. Always speaking. And once you start to do this, these exercises of, you know, sitting back and meditating and things like that, you can really sit and even ask spirit, okay, so why is this? What is happening right now? And you'll be able to receive those messages. And for me, I don't know what to really call myself. I like to call myself sometimes clairaudient, but I honestly, and this is an issue that I'm working through, I honestly get really fucking scared. I feel like it's not fun to be in a room and hear someone talking. It's not fun. Okay? So I've kind of like asked my spirit guides to be like, okay, I want you to just give me a stream of consciousness and allow me to channel, because this other stuff makes me really nervous and it's scary. There have been times where I'm trying to go to sleep and I'm hearing stuff. And I know a lot of people who embrace this and are diviners, this is something for them, and I know I need to build up my courage and my sovereignty, but me and my guides have a deal right now, and that's what's gonna be until I'm ready. Okay, anyways, but you have to sit back and be in that meditative state and look at your thoughts and look at what's coming in and be able to decipher from your random thoughts and spirit, right? So it's, and I know that's, it's kind of like a hard concept to grasp, but it's in the same way that intuition is different from anxiety. Intuition feels calming. Intuition feels settling. It feels like you've reached a decision. It feels like this is what's going to happen. This is something that isn't causing you a tight feeling in your chest. It's not causing you butterflies. It's not causing you those uncomfortable feelings. It's something that is kind of a wave of yes. It's a wave of knowing. And that's exactly what it is when you listen to spirit and when you listen to your guides and you're able to really listen, right? But the key is to sit back in that meditative state and really spend time on strengthening your abilities subconsciously and consciously, you know, to be able to be introspective enough and calm enough to let your thoughts go by and do not run after your thoughts. And I still struggle with this. You know, a lot of people still struggle with this. This isn't something that you're just gonna get one day, but it's a practice. And the more that you go and you work on it, the better and easier that it will become. Now, something else that I really wanna talk about when it comes to spiritual growth is outside influences. We all know that the spiritual community, the spiritual business, the spiritual aspect, or spiritual concepts are just getting more and more popular nowadays. Like, everyone wants to be spiritual, everyone wants to be talking about vibes and whatever, this, that, and third. That's fine, I don't mind that. But I truly believe that there are some people who are in this business, who are doing it for the wrong reasons, who are looking out for money only. Now, there's nothing wrong with money, but if you're faking and you're telling someone you're getting messages or you're hearing something or you're doing this or you're doing that and you're having them, you know, give you all this money for things that aren't really happening, you're not really getting them those messages. That's the issue. And I truly believe that there are spiritual diviners out there, quote unquote, who will tell their clients not to read themselves, who will tell their clients that they need to come to them only, that will tell their clients, basically, will have this hierarchy. And that's the exact subconscious block that's stopping a lot of people from growing spiritually, is that hierarchy. That idea of, I'm better than you.
I'm a prophet. I'm this. Spirit is speaking to me, not y'all. Spirit is doing this, and y'all don't have the power to do the same thing as I do. Granted, there are people who are naturally gifted. There are people who are gifted in general with speaking to the spirit world and doing all that kind of stuff. But you cannot sit here and tell someone that you are better than them. You cannot sit here and tell someone that you know better than them, even though you might know. But you are no better than anyone else. And I have a serious problem with a lot of people in this community. And I really try hard to keep quiet. I really, really, really do. But there is some very interesting behavior going on from these people.
Lord.
Everyone has the ability to connect to their higher self and to spirit. Spirit is always talking to all of us. Whether that is, oh, I really want to go, but something is telling me not to. Or whether that is, I'm craving this food. I'm really sick, but I'm craving this. I feel like, I don't know, I'm just going to go get it. Spirit is always talking. Always talking to you and talking to everyone. And everyone has the ability to connect, and everyone has the ability to tap into their own divinity. And you cannot sit here and say that you are better than anyone else. And that in itself is showing me that you are not. Because if you truly were, you wouldn't even think of yourself as in comparison. And truly, this is a huge issue when it comes to people growing spiritually, is the kind of, I've seen a lot of people, and I see a lot of people in the community in general, kind of go into the subordinate stance of, oh my God, I love you. I would never do anything wrong. I'm only going to you for readings. I'm only going to this. And like, my thing, and this, the reason why I have such an issue with it is because I don't know what spirit they're speaking to that's allowing them, or if they're even speaking to a spirit that's allowing them to think this about themselves and allow them to do that to other people and have other people think about themselves like that. Because when I sit down and do readings, there are plenty of times where their ancestors are like, you need to do this on your own. You need to stop getting readings. Do this on your own. You have the ability to do this on your own. We want to talk to you one-on-one. We want you to develop a better connection with you. We want to do this. And there are times where I'm like, girl, this is what your people saying. That's it. It was great knowing you. Literally, not that, you know, like outright, but that's what spirit is telling me. And I have no problem saying that, because my duty as a diviner, as a healer, is to help to elevate someone else so that you can be fine to do all of this shit by yourself and fine to do everything by yourself. I'm talking about spiritual divining specifically. I'm not talking about reading people's charts and things like that, because that truly is an art, and there definitely is a hierarchy when it comes to reading people's astrology charts, because the study of, you know, astrology and those kind of things is very sacred. I don't have the ability to do that. Now, you can do your own research, but in the same token, that's a different thing. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about communicating with your spirits. I'm talking about ancestor communication, and I'm talking about talking to spirit, right? So, my point is, I don't understand where people come from when they try to force other people into submission and try to tell them that I'm better than you and you need to this, that, the third. Now, everyone deserves respect, but you are not better than anyone else. I am not better than anyone else. I am simply a vessel. I'm simply a vessel, and I'm simply here to help other people. And if that help is getting you to a point where you're doing your own readings and you're talking to your own spirits and you don't need me anymore, then I've done my job. But that's the issue with, you know, our society in general, and that's the issue with that's the spiritual community in general, is because, you know, at the end of the day, we are not, you know, we're in a capitalist society, and money and convincing someone that they need something is how we make money. And that's just what that is. But
you have to be able to have the discernment to step back and really ask yourself, do I really believe what this person is saying? How much can I do on my own? Let me do my own research. Let me make my own ancestor altar. Let me do all this other work, because at the end of the day, I am God. God, I am made in God's image. I am a piece of God. And no one is better than me, and no one is. There's just. Yeah. You all, anyone who's listening to this, is 100% capable, is 100% as connected. You just need to learn how to listen, and you need to learn how to quiet your mind, and you need to learn how to connect. But once you find your connection, that is your connection, that's your sacred connection. And it's so important to build that for yourself and not rely on other people consistently. Because at the end of the day, you only have you. And at the end of the day, your ancestors and your spirits are just constantly trying to talk to you, are constantly trying to communicate with you. And there are times where you can come to me, or you can come to another diviner and have that communication be a lot more clear than what you think. But you can get on the same level too. You can get on the same level of being able to just hear it and know exactly what it means and know exactly what it is. No one is better than you. So, the moral of the story is to trust yourself, to trust your judgment. And the first step into growing spiritually is by getting to know yourself, getting to know spirit, and sitting in your silence and really appreciating the connection that you have and strengthening that connection. And that's what I did for months and months before I started doing any of this, before, you know, I'm where I am now, as I spent so much time talking to my angels, talking to my guys, connecting, you know, and building a wall of protection around me and having them protect me and inviting them into my life to communicate and protect me even more. I would say the next step after doing that is read and learn and be a student. Be a student, show respect to the people who, you know, especially elders in this community, in this game, you know, not game, but in the spiritual community in general. Talk to them, spend time with them, spend time with your family. Oh my gosh, you guys, that's a major point that I almost forgot. It's extremely important, especially as people of color. Once you start to communicate with your angels and your ancestors and your guides and things like that, to try to go back in your family as much as you can and figure out what spiritual practices are indigenous to you, are special to you, right? That's a major thing that I did as well, is looking up, you know, and trying to do research on my family and things like that, and where I should go and where my people are leading me, where my ancestors want me to go, because that's a very, very, very important part of how you're going to be able to do your own spiritual healing and your own magic, is by learning the magic and the healing techniques of your ancestors. It's very, 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 very important part of connecting. And like I said, be a student. Be a student to the elders. Be a student to the books. Be a student to, you know, any teacher. And I'm not saying take everything that everyone says as law. I'm saying listen. Listen, use your discernment, and just listen. I love being in New Orleans in general, but like one thing that I did here was really try to connect and build community and go to events and things like that and pay respects to my elders and connect with people a lot older than me who have been practicing spirituality for 30, 40 years. And, excuse me.
and, you know, ask them to go out to coffee or lunch and things like that, and ask them questions and build that connection and pay your respect and, you know, ask them what they did, ask them what rules they broke, ask them how they went about things. You know, community is extremely important. And if you're in a city where, you know, maybe you don't feel like you can reach out or things like that, you know, maybe, well, first starting with your own family, your own line of connecting, I would say, you know, try to find people in your vicinity and your close area and try to make those connections online if you have to. Join some Facebook groups, join some, you know, things. It's just harder and it's harder on the internet because you don't know people's genuine energy until you have been around them. And I didn't start like actually asking elders out to eat and stuff like that until after I was, you know, going to events and seeing them every single time and then making small talk and talking to them beforehand. And then, you know, after getting to know them and their energy, ask them if it's okay for us to have a, you know, one-on-one conversation. So it is a little bit harder on the internet, but if you put your intention out there and you ask your ancestors, you ask your guides to help you in finding an elder and finding someone that you could trust to teach you a little bit of these spiritual techniques, they will answer, and when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So be a student, learn, read some books, do your own freaking research, and see where your intuition and your discernment takes you. Whether that is on the road of Ifa, you know, Lukumi, whatever you are drawn to, voodoo, whatever you are drawn to, you know. I specifically haven't picked something yet because I'm still in the transitioning stage of being a student and reading and, you know, really figuring out where I want and where I want to be, where I want to be initiated in. And it's funny because people always ask me, so what do you want to get initiated in? I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm learning right now. I like the idea, if anyone follows Boots Tarot, I love Boots Tarot, he was talking about how he practices omniism, I believe is the word, where he believes that all religions and all practices are true, and he will work with whatever energies he feels called to when he needs something or when he wants to connect to a certain aspect of spirit or whatever, he will work with that energy. And I kind of think that's where I am now. I've been learning a lot about a lot of different practices. I haven't petitioned any deities or any spirits to do anything for me. I had barely even petitioned my own ancestors to do anything for me. And I know I've been scolded about that too, because people who've like read me have been like, okay, so why don't you ask them for anything? I'm just like, because I'm just learning. Like, I just like, you know, giving my offerings, and I like to, you know, connect and just be like, I'm just showing respect. And I personally feel like that is how you gain respect and have a good communication or a good relationship with your spirits, is by simply feeding them and, you know, pouring into them and getting comfortable. I feel like there's a lot of people, especially in African spirituality, they want money, they want love. Okay, so I need to petition Oshun. Okay, so I'm gonna go get honey, and I'm gonna get bee pollen, and I'm gonna get, like, relax. You need to have a really good connection with your people and your ancestors before you start to dive into doing anything with the deity. In the same way that you can't ask your distant aunt to give you $1,000, especially you haven't talked to her the whole year, they're a lot more, you know, open to doing something for you, giving you something and using their energy for something. If you have had that connection with them, if you have been putting your food out, your water out, your offering, your liquor, your libation out, you know, if you have been sitting with them, if you don't have money for that, just simply sitting with them and talking to them and showing gratitude goes a long way. They know your situation. They know you. They walk with you. So just doing that is really gonna help. But being a student,
learning and being respectful, and then just seeing where your journey takes you is how you grow spiritually. And also knowing that no one is better than you, and not allowing anyone to tell you that they're better than you. If that person is a healer or diviner and they're trying to suppress you, that is exactly what they're not supposed to be doing. In my personal opinion. But yes, so I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's been great sitting and talking. If you have any questions, of course, DM me, email me, whatever. And if you like to book a reading, if you like a healing session, those have been, I've seen amazing results. I love doing it. I love being able to channel that energy and help other people. If you think you'd be interested in something like that, please go to yourspiritualmermaid.com. And I will see you all on the next episode.